some sort of buzz.
Well, we got a big time buzz going on here. He mentions that he forgets that Obama's even black. So he's trying to make a good point, but he just fumbles all over it. Just take a listen.
I said that because everybody does. You know, I was trying to think about who he was tonight, and it's interesting. He is post-racial by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour. You know, he's gone a long way to become a leader of this country and passed so much history in just a year or two. I mean, it's something we don't even think about. I was watching. I said, wait a minute. He's an African-American guy in front of a bunch of other white people, and there he is, president of the United States, and we've completely forgotten that tonight. Completely forgotten it. I think it was in the scope of his discussion. It was so broad-ranging, so in tune with so many problems and aspects of American life that you don't think in terms of the old tribalism, the old ethnicity. It was astounding in that regard, a very subtle fact. It's so hard to even talk about. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it, but I am. I think it was profound that way. And I think in terms of the seduction tonight, I don't think he did anything tonight out of love for Republicans or deep understanding of people who disagree with him. He's probably incredibly frustrated by the failure of a single Republican senator to step up and say, we got to do something about health care. I'm challenging my caucus on this one. I'm with you, buddy. I'm a profile in courage. Not a single Republican. That has got to frustrate a guy who has tried to reach out. He's willing to go for tort reform. He's willing to take on the trial lawyers, I believe. If he could get a dozen Republicans or even half a dozen to join him.
All right, I guess that was the end of the race part, but he even acknowledges that he probably shouldn't be saying it.
Yeah, after rambling for about 3 minutes.
But I forgot that he was up there and he was so black. I forgot that.
Yeah, that's a hard point for the white guy to make.
Why is he even making it?
I don't know.
So that's Chris Matthews, and of course he's taking heat for it, and he's already trying to explain his way out of it, you know, saying that he was...
I can kind of see his point in that a lot was made of the fact he was our first African-American president, all that stuff, but think about how you don't even look at him like that, he's just our president.
But think of how many people have tried to make that point about whoever as a compliment. Oh, Will Smith is so great, I don't even think of him as
black anymore.
Yeah. You know, that just, it never sounds right.
Doesn't sound right.
So for Chris Matthews to be doing it, it's ultra bad. Okay, so then we had another moment on television news, and Junior witnessed this in person and was kind enough to gather this audio for us.
I wasn't actually at the Channel 21 studios watching this newscast,
but I was
at home watching it live. And it's their first in prime 7 to 9 o'clock newscast that they have Monday through Friday on Channel 21. And we watch this most nights, going to bed, check out the weather, something like that, get caught up on the news. And their anchor, Keith Garvin, is talking about a very serious news story where a woman who was at Whole Foods was attacked in the parking lot, brutally beaten, and robbed. So you'll hear him introducing the story. Then you're going to hear the woman who agreed to be interviewed, but they did her deep throat informant style.
This is the woman that was beaten and robbed.
Yes, the woman who was beaten and robbed. They just silhouetted her and they disguised her voice. And I think it's the voice that ends up cracking up Keith Garvin, the news anchor, because when he comes out of it, he laughs not only for the rest of that story, but through two more serious stories. A case of a serious news anchor getting the giggles on Tuesday night on Channel 21.
He also punched her, leaving cuts and bruises all over her body.
He was just hitting me in the face so hard with his fist. He was just hitting me over and over. I think women need that. Women helping women, and I think we've got to have an awareness.
The victim says the man took off in a getaway car and did not get a good description of him. Call Dallas police if you have any information. All right. Another news. The North Texas Tollway Authority and police investigators, my apologies, folks, continue to investigate a wild crash at a toll plaza. The crash was caught on surveillance cameras. This happened early Sunday morning on the George Bush Turnpike at the Kelly Road exit. Surveillance video shows the car in the upper right part of the screen, if you take a look, swerve. It starts to swerve, then jump the left wall and crash. The driver was not arrested. This is a very serious story, folks, so my apologies. We're going to try to get through it. However, charges could be filed, and that includes a fine or jail time. Fire investigators believe one person
has been setting dozens of fires in Parker County. The county fire marshal says this year alone, there have been 10 fires. The latest fire happened Friday northwest of Weatherford, and the same person may be responsible for 30 fires last year. The fire marshal says the fires have been set on the edge of a road, typically on high fire danger days.
There you go.
He pulls it together after that.
What's the dude's name?
Keith Garvin.
Keith Garvin.
Yes. Okay. It was very, very funny, especially out of him because he's new. He just joined the set maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, and he seems real straight-laced and doesn't smile a lot. He just kind of seems pretty serious about the news, and for him to lose it like that.
And you said he's so good that you don't even notice that he's black.
Right.
Man, who is swerving more, the car in the wild accident on the tollway or him trying to deliver the news while trying to...
Oh,
quit
my goodness.
Laughing.
Just my guess, we're going to hear that tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm thinking that makes the cut.
If he wins, though, we need to get him on to accept the award.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Man, if I was a news director, I would hire nothing but profound gigglers to deliver my news. So funny.
8:50 here on Sports Radio.